Welcome to the Sparks Team Training Call for Monday, November 19th, 2012. Appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about using LinkedIn to build your business network as well as your AMSOIL business. First thing I want to do is make a few announcements. We're going to have a local holiday party here in Clarksville, Tennessee on December 8th. If you're in the local area, we'd like to have you come join us and just kind of get together, a little gathering of thanks and holiday cheer. We're going to be providing the ham and just request those that come to bring a side dish. It would be awesome. I think it'll be fun, and it's early enough that hopefully it won't get into too much of other people's schedules or whatever. It's Saturday, December 8th. There is a link on the email that you can go and register. So appreciate everybody, if you're in the local area, getting on that and coming to visit with us on December 8th. Don't forget to send thanks to your customers and accounts this time of year. I know we talked about it a couple weeks ago, sending out their calendars, but you know, at least sending out a thank you or a card to your customers and your accounts is always smart. You can also include some AMSOIL gifts to show your appreciation. And how that's also going, AMSOIL is the holidays are coming, and AMSOIL products make great gifts. I've given out AMSOIL gifts, clothing, and products for many years to family and friends. You know, I really don't try really hard to sell my family on the products, but if they get them as a gift, maybe they'll use them. You know, little bottles of MP and PI. If you ever go to a holiday gathering with your family, carry some AMSOIL gifts, a packet of two-cycle oil or whatnot, some AMSOIL hats and clothing items. If you got, say, you got an uncle that rides a Harley-Davidson motorcycle or something, give him one of the AMSOIL T-shirts with AMSOIL and the motorcycle stuff on it. You know, there's all kinds of options out there. You just never know where that'll get you. So another thing, too, is the convention. I know I keep talking about it, and it seems like it's a long way away in July, but really is not that long if you're going to plan for the trip to get up to the convention. It's just smart to register as soon as you can. If you register now, that will give you the motivation to go and work your AMSOIL business so that your business will pay for the trip, for your vacation to Superior in Duluth, Minnesota. It's going to be a great time. We have been to the convention three times now. We started at the 2003 convention, we've been to every one of them since then. So, I'm sorry, 2005 convention was the first one we went to. So, but anyhow, that's always a good thing to do and get registered now. And I believe AMSOIL is going to be giving out going to be doing a contest, and they're going to give away free rooms to the event. And I think they're going to do like one every month. So the people that register sooner will have a higher chance of probability of winning a free hotel night stay. I think they're giving the whole week there, or 4 days, or however many days the convention is, for free. So get registered now, and then you get into that pool of the free giveaways. And another thing to think about, too, there's plenty of time left for this, is to become a direct jobber before the convention so that you can take advantage of the DJ portion during that week. I think 2 days before the actual convention starts is the DJ, the direct jobber portion. Anybody that's a registered dealer that becomes direct jobber before that convention can take advantage of the special training that only DJ direct jobbers get. At the convention. Every other year, when they don't have a convention, every other year they have a direct jobber get-together, so this will be part of that direct jobber convention that they normally have every other year. So we just finished up a trade show in Louisville. It was a North American Livestock Expo. The trade show was 15 days long, started on the 3rd of November and went through the 15th. All right, we had someone in our booth every day. We have enough dealers on our team that we were able to, you know, allow dealers to come up and work with it. And a relatively new dealer in our team, Kurt Oliver, who works actually with John Bontempi. This was one of his first major trade shows, and I wanted to get Kurt's take on the show and what he thought. Kurt, are you available?
Yeah, I'm here.
Kurt, okay. This was your first big trade show that you were able to attend. You are a T1 certified dealer, that's correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and you've been a dealer for how long?
Let's see, just since August.
Since August, okay. And you've done a couple of different smaller shows. I think you did a gun show, and you did a networking event, the Chocolate and Blues down in Franklin and whatnot. But this was your first big show, I guess, you know, official AMSOIL show. Tell us what you thought.
It was interesting, to say the least. Let's see, we were there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday was a little slow, but we still had activity. Friday was extremely busy. Saturday was very busy. We had a lot of people coming up to the booth. Sunday was pretty slow. There wasn't a lot of activity on Sunday. The best thing was for me, I mean, I picked up one account each day, except
okay.
for actually, no, one day I picked up two accounts, and these were all commercial accounts. So, you know, I picked up four commercial accounts in the 4 days that I was there. So,
okay, excellent.
I went, you know, it was a great learning experience, and John Bontempi's been really great. He's been really taking the time to show me the ropes and, you know, get me prepared for one day when, you know, I'm doing this on my own and I'm taking, a new dealer through it. So John's been really great.
Well, it's excellent. I wish I could have come up there with you guys as well. And, of course, I had National Guard duty over that weekend, which sounds to me like it was the biggest weekend that y'all had as far as the amount of traffic going by the booth. And whatnot. So, you know, there's a good and bad. Sometimes there's too many people walking by, and you can't really get to talk to everybody that wants to talk. And then other times, if there's not anybody walking by, obviously that's not fun either. But it's always good if you can get enough traffic where it's consistently steady, and you get to talk to a few people, a person every few minutes. Talk to them about the advantages of AMSOIL. Did you find that a lot of people already knew about AMSOIL?
There were quite a few. I mean, there were some people that I had talked to and, have you ever heard of AMSOIL? I said, they'd look at you and never heard of it. You know, so I'd sit there or stand there and, I would explain it to them, as much as I knew. Naturally, being new, I don't know as much as John does or you do. But, and some people, be real interested and, the funny thing, there were some people that, AMSOIL, and they would come right up to the booth, and one or two of the commercial accounts I picked up, they knew about AMSOIL. It was either they didn't know where to get it, or they didn't know that they could get it at wholesale by signing up as a commercial account. So it was interesting.
And that's one of the advantages of our different programs. There's a lot of people that might be using it. I talked to several and actually registered them that they were buying one or two cords here and there. And I said, why don't you use it in this? Or why don't you use it in your tractor? Or why don't you use the grease? And, I don't know. I said, if you could get it at wholesale and directly to your door, would you be interested? And, I ended up getting them registered. And I think I ended up over the time, I got 10 accounts, seven commercial accounts, one retail on the shelf account. I actually registered the Featherlight trailer guy that was across from us, and one dealer. So, and a PC. And actually, on the last day when I was tearing down the booth, I registered the dealer and the PC. The PC wanted to buy the diesel concentrate from us right here. He said, "Can I buy that stuff right there?" I said, "Well, this is my demo product for you to, just for the booth, but since I'm tearing down, I'll be glad." I sold him both the 64-ounce diesel concentrate and the bottle of 16-ounce bottle of diesel concentrate while we were at the show and registered them as a PC. So it I have to go replenish those products out of my booth thing. But it was always a, you know, they want to buy it, I'll sell it to them type of thing.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I know, I think John told you the story, and I've got to contact her again because I didn't fill out the paperwork for about the elderly woman that had approached the booth and wanted to carry AMSOIL in their general store. You know, I felt real funny about it because I said, that's an elderly woman. She asked me about AMSOIL selling in her store, and I just want to make sure, you know, everything's up and up before I turn that paperwork in. So I may actually have picked up a fifth one too, a retail on the shelf.
Yeah, and AMSOIL, you know, AMSOIL really, you know, when you register these accounts, obviously when you're at the show, you ask them the questions, and AMSOIL does a little bit further digging. So sometimes you get a few there that you know, AMSOIL won't accept, or you have to jump through some extra hoops or what have you, and you know, you just have to determine if it's worth the effort to go through them. I at the tow show, I tried to register a lady that didn't have her store open yet, and AMSOIL didn't accept it, and trying to go back and get them to send more paperwork up or whatever, and then he just kind of fell through the cracks and whatnot. It just kind of happens. I had one here, the guy had a 11-acre vegetable farm that he sold produce out of and everything. AMSOIL called me today and needed some more information, but luckily we were able just to get that offline. Didn't have to actually call the guy, so we got him registered. You know, with little trouble. But it seems like they're more difficult to register the retail on the shelf than they are the commercial, especially commercial guys that are farming. You know, that's pretty easy to register. You know, and you just have to kind of, you know, follow AMSOIL's guidelines. It's not really a big deal. They just want to keep that commercial retail program as legitimate as possible as they can, and everybody else still qualifies by wholesale. It hasn't become a PC or a dealer type of thing. So, well, I appreciate you doing the show with us, Kurt. I'm glad you had some good success there, and hopefully we can get some more shows, maybe locally here in the Nashville area. I sent John a couple of leads today on a boat show and a RV show that's coming up in the spring. So maybe we can do some other things that are local and able to find more customers and contacts that way as well. So,
yeah, I know John and I. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I said I know John and I are going to do, I believe, the gun show here in December, and I know when we were up there, I noticed there's a farm equipment show in, is it February? February.
Yeah, it's a national farm machinery show. There's been some AMSOIL dealers in that show for 12, 13 years now, so it's already taken, as far as I know. But there's shows all over the country that you can do, and you know, there's stuff in your backyard or stuff as far as you want to travel or much as expensive as you want. I looked at one today that was in Nashville. It was some asphalt and paver show. It was $1,900 for the booth, but you know, we'll look at doing it. So I appreciate it, Kurt. Thanks again, and keep up the good work.
Hi, well, thank you.
Going on here, talking about this LinkedIn program, I just wanted to kind of go over that. I've thought about talking about it before, but I just want to, now that we're coming into winter, maybe people aren't out as much, it's not as fun to go to car shows and all this other things. We got to find other ways to build our business that maybe are online, because some of the offline things or the face-to-face things are not as much. Motorcycling and the power sports are not as much. And, of course, we don't have snowmobiling in Tennessee. So unless you travel up north, if you are listening in up north, snowmobiling should be coming into season here really soon. But for us, we got to find other ways to build our business. And, of course, online is one way that I've done it over the years. And using a program called LinkedIn, I think, is an excellent way to build your network as well as your AMSOIL business. And what LinkedIn is it's an online tool for businesses and professionals. It's kind of like a Facebook, but it's not as it's more designed for professionals, so you don't have a lot of the BS, as they say, on there. There's some of it, but mostly it's professional people. You create a professional profile about who you are and what it is you provide, what it is you do. It's almost like an online resume, if you want to think about that. A lot of businesses actually recruit right off of this LinkedIn thing. I know several what they call headhunters that use a LinkedIn to connect people with jobs and so forth. And of course, there's a lot of businesses and business owners on there as well. And so the beauty of the tool is once you make a professional connection, you can then, so you connect with another person, now you get to look at everybody that they're connected with. And it's kind of like opening up somebody's Rolodex and seeing, you know, who else you could go on and do business with. I connect up with a new person on LinkedIn, and then I go through all of their connections and see who, if there's anybody else that was interesting to me, and if it's somebody that they're connected with that I'd also like to connect with, I'll send that person a message and try to get myself a warm introduction or ask them how they know that person and if they've ever done business with them or what have you. And if you can get that type of referral, it's a whole lot more powerful than just a cold call. One of the things to think about with LinkedIn, it's like the 6 degrees of separation, if you've ever heard of that. 6 degrees of separation is the idea that everyone is on average approximately 6 steps away by the way of an introduction from any other person in the world. So that a chain of a friend statements can be made to connect any 2 people by 6 steps. LinkedIn only shows, I think, 3 steps on their thing, but it's pretty amazing if you have, say, for instance, a couple of 100 connections on your LinkedIn profile, it's like 350,000 people that you're actually connected to by the second and third degree of separation. So it's a great way to build your network. Find people that you are already connected with, people that you've been connected with in the past, people that you're doing business with and so forth, and see if they have a LinkedIn profile, and then see how you can then help them get more connections as well as help yourself, build your business with this LinkedIn. I sent in the email my LinkedIn profile, and I put out there right away. You know, I'm an AMSOIL dealer and help people save money on lubrication and filtration and so forth, take better care of their equipment. And then I'm also building a nationwide sales team, and I want to work with people that might be interested in our products and so forth. It's just a great program that's out there that anybody can use. It's free, doesn't cost anything, and you can, you know, use it to build your business. A couple of other ways that I use LinkedIn, one is they have a feature called groups, and you can join various groups. There's automotive groups, there's a lot of agriculture groups on there, there's business professionals or sales groups. Just about anything you can think of. There's local groups, and then there's regional groups that you can join. You join these groups, and they're almost kind of like message boards. People post stuff on there, different events, different questions. I've done a lot of the agriculture ones. People, you know, they're in farming and want to know about fertilizers and stuff like that. I don't answer every question, obviously. I don't have time to do that. But I have my updates that come out on a weekly basis. So once a week I get an update from the group that I'm involved with, and I look through some of the questions. If the question is interesting to me, I will go on and answer it in an intelligent way, try to make myself, you know, like I know what I'm talking about, so I'm going to have to go do some research either with AgGrand or AMSOIL and whatnot, and post a reply on the question and then see who else replies on that. And then if somebody else that replies to it, I go look at their profile, try to find a way that I can connect with them, and, you know, in the hopes that in the future maybe we could do business and become an AMSOIL customer. That's just one way to use the LinkedIn is with your group. So there's you can create your own group even. have one that was lubedirect.com group, and that's for it's a closed group that only AMSOIL dealers in our AMSOIL team here can log on, and we can ask questions of each other and talk about building our businesses and so forth. So if you have a LinkedIn profile, feel free to look for the lube-direct.com group and join. I've had this in place, I don't know, a couple of years, and just, you know, we have several folks are on the call tonight that are on there as well. So using groups is another way to do build your business on LinkedIn. There's kind of several articles that I've read, some other ways to think about for that. One is your find out who's who. Take a look at some of your top customers, especially if you got commercial retail customers, and see if they're on LinkedIn, and see what makes them your top customers. Who else are they linked to? If you're linked to, say, a fleet, a guy that's in charge of a fleet, and he has a LinkedIn profile, chances are he hangs around other fleet owners or he has an interest in other fleets, and he can help you find connections based off of that. You can also send invitation request to all your current and past customers and see if they'd like to join and say, for instance, hey, Bill, it's great working with you in AMSOIL. I'd like to add you to my LinkedIn network. Thanks for your consideration. You know, look forward to, you know, continued business with you. Another thing to think about. You can request referrals on LinkedIn. And, you know, there's a lot of other ways to, if you can request a referral, and it's what they call a warm introduction. So you do it through the person that you're connecting with to the person you want to get the referral to. So that's a more powerful than just a cold call. And you can share information, and you can export all your contacts to your email and then add them to your newsletter. And if you've got a newsletter set up, you can add these people that are on LinkedIn to your newsletter and so forth. There's just a variety of ways, and I just recommend anybody. Like I said, I've used this for a couple of years, and I've had good success just connecting with my current customers, building that strong relationship. I've got a lot of my current customers on there. I've had my current customers actually give me a recommendation. So people can go on there and recommend that you're a good business, you do good business and so forth, and you can request recommendations from others. And so if you can get your customers to recommend you, it's almost like a referral that way too. It's like an endorsement, and I think that's very powerful as well. I don't know if anybody else has used LinkedIn. Anybody on the call tonight that has, I'd love to have you, you know, speak up if you've used LinkedIn and let us know what your thoughts are. Anybody there tonight have used LinkedIn?
Yeah, I have a LinkedIn account, but I haven't used it a whole lot.
Okay.
It's been mostly contacts from work that's in it right now.
Okay. Well, just start seeking out people maybe in the automotive industry. Make sure your profile says something about that you're an AMSOIL dealer and that you help take care of customers and you want to do business with people that are interested in taking care of their equipment and getting more performance and so forth. And there's people, I guarantee, in your own area that you can connect with, automotive shop owners and whatnot, that would help you build your network.
Michael?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Jonathan. I've used LinkedIn to some success. I really like the ideas that you brought up tonight. I just haven't thought of them that way about connecting with folks. But I get on a bunch of different motorcycle forums on there. And I've got a preferred customer down in Florida named Mark Turkle that he travels a lot and there tours and I learned the hard way. I'm saying this, and I'm going to say one of my errors. I got on there and kind of blatantly was promoting AMSOIL and I got chewed out by some of the other people on the forum because it was, you know, it was pretty bold advertising, and I didn't realize that they really didn't like that. You just kind of have to ask questions about what people are doing, you know, and you know, have they heard of AMSOIL or something like that? Because there's a lot of dealers on there scouting, and people get sensitive to being scouted.
Yeah.
So
well, that's
just
true. That's true with any message board type of thing. For a lot of years, there's a oil message board called Bob is the Oil Guy, and I was the first sponsor on that thing. And you just have to be very careful when you're. You just can't push AMSOIL. You have to answer the guy's question in a thoughtful way, without trying to promote your product, so that so you can build credibility. What you're trying to do is build credibility, and not always just say, "Well, use AMSOIL." Well, you want to find other ways to build credibility, so that people want to take a better, closer look at your profile, and then ask you about, "Well, what is this AMSOIL?"
Exactly.
Or tell me about AMSOIL or something like that.
I actually met Eric Buell before AMSOIL made the announcement that Eric Buell Racing is going to be using AMSOIL as their factory fill. I actually met Eric Buell that way, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah. He's actually on there, and he'll respond to you. It's pretty cool. Definitely.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate it, Jonathan. Thanks for your insights on that.
Learn what not to do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's just like any message board. If you over promote yourself, that turns a lot of people off. And so find a tasteful way of interacting with people that aren't just pushing your product down the road, because they don't. You know, they turn you off after a while, and it turns them away. You just kind of have to do it in a more gentle way. So with that, it's a great program. It's a useful tool. I have had some success. I've worked with several dealers that I met on there that hadn't known otherwise, just off of LinkedIn. And so it does work, and it does take a little bit of time. But now that we're coming into this season of, you know, you can't get out to the car shows or whatever, what else are we going to do now? Well, let's get on LinkedIn and build you up a profile and start connecting with people that you already know. It's always best to connect with people you already know. It's always best to connect with people that you're doing business with, and then also try to find new connections of people that you would like to do business with, or that could help you build your business going in the future. So with that, everybody have a good night, and happy selling AMSOIL this week. Good
Thanks,
night.
Michael.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Another good night call again.
Thanks.